I'm Distributor Michael, and this is Insider Information Number 2, The Dirty Secrets of the Black Market Wheat Industry. So I'm going to give you all the facts real quick, and then if you want to listen to the detailed explanation, continue to listen on. So the reality is, if you live in the Midwest or the East Coast, and you're buying black market wheat, you know, outdoor, greenhouse, or light-up cannabis, there's like a 95 to 99% chance that you did not just buy real cannabis. You bought CBD that's been sprayed with THC distillate. Looks like weed, smells like weed, tastes like weed. And since the CBD has been sprayed with THC, it's now going to get you high, and you are never going to know. So now that you know the dirty secret, let's get into it a little bit. So about 2 years ago, hemp and CBD really blew up in, this industry. And right now there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of acres of hemp being grown all over the country. Now, as most of us know, most cannabis, especially on the black market, comes from, you know, California, specifically like Los Angeles and the Bay Area. But then also, you know, Oregon and Washington, and maybe even a little bit in Colorado, but, you know, mainly California. So what's happening is people want to smoke their weed. Problem is there's not enough of it to supply everybody. So there's literally like no outdoor right now. Most of the outdoor is going to come from the end of October, November, December. Once you start getting into January and February, the market really starts to dry out. And then it's going to be dry up until your light depths hit and, you know, middle of the year. So there's like a 4, 5, 6 month window where there's really no true weed out there anymore, mainly because there's a lot of raids going on in California. A lot of the outdoor grows are being shut down, but people still need to make their money. So what's going on is you've got these huge weed dealers who are selling thousands and thousands of pounds all over the country. They're going to these big hemp farms who have thousands of pounds of hemp. The hemp is going to look like weed, smells like weed, it literally tastes like weed. The only difference is it doesn't get you high. Hemp has no THC in it, or in theory, legally, hemp needs to be under 0.3% THC. So if you smoke a pound of hemp, if that was even possible, you know, it's still not even going to get you high. You know, it may relax you a little bit, but you're not high. So these California weed dealers don't want to go and sell hundreds or thousands of pounds of hemp to their connects, you know, all over the country. And then people go and they smoke it and they go, what the fuck? I just smoked this weed, didn't get me high. And that looks really bad for everybody. So what they're doing, they're going to the hemp farms, they're buying hundreds, if not thousands of pounds of CBD. They're taking it back to their warehouse, their garage, their house, you know, wherever they have their operation. And they're going to lay it out on all these big trays. They're just going to dump it out, spread it out, and you'll make a level, even field of CBD. And then they're going to go and they're going to buy a whole bunch of THC distillate. And THC distillate is normally very thick, very viscous. So there's no way to, you know, get your THC distillate onto your CBD unless you change it up a little bit. So they're taking ethanol and they're mixing that with their THC distillate. This turns your very thick distillate into a liquidy, you know, watery substance. And then the savvy guys are even adding terpenes into that disty ethanol mix so that now it's got a really strong aroma and, you know, a better taste. So they're going to go, they're going to take this ethanol disty terpene blend and put it in like a paint sprayer or a spray bottle or something that's going to evenly distribute, you know, the substance. And they're going to go and they're going to spray the fuck out of all this hemp. So now they've got hemp that looks like weed, smells like weed, you know, tastes like weed, but now it actually has THC on it because they just sprayed the hell out of it with a distillate blend. They're going to let it sit for a day, several hours. Ideally, your ethanol is going to evaporate in theory, and hopefully you're left with, you know, hemp CBD that has THC distillate and then terpenes for the added aroma and taste. Now, the reason they're doing this is, as we said a little bit ago, there is no outdoor in really anywhere because, you know, it gets consumed very quick. So they want to make their money. They're going to go and they buy the CBD for like $100, $200, $300 a pound. And then their distillate's going to cost them, you know, $50 or $100 per pound because, you know, 1 kilo or 1 liter of distillate is going to work for 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds of hemp. And if you've got, we'll say, a $4,000 kilo of THC distillate, and then you've got 40 pounds of hemp that you spend $100 on, you're at $8,000 invested right now. Terpenes cost pretty much nothing, and ethanol costs pretty much nothing. So they're going to go, they're going to spray this distillate mix on this CBD. They're at $8,000. They now have 40 pounds of fake weed that gets you high, but no one can really say it isn't weed because it is getting them high. It looks like weed, smells like weed, it pretty much is weed, just without the THC. So they just turned $8,000 into 40 pounds of, we'll call it fake weed. They're going to go, they're going to sell this weed all over the country to their, you know, connects in illegal states for $1,000 a pound, $1,500 a pound, $2,000 a pound. Well, it just depends. So they're turning an $8,000 investment into $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000. And no one knows. The people who are in the know know, but the reality is the end consumer doesn't. It's not something that's being talked about. It's not something most people know. And what really sucks is even if you know it's being done, it's still hard to determine if it is sprayed hemp or if it is cannabis, because it truly does look like weed, smell like weed, taste like weed, and it now gets you high because you have CBD sprayed with THC distillate. So how can you determine if you're buying sprayed hemp, if you're buying real weed? First thing to think of, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. There are not hundreds and hundreds of pounds of outdoor cannabis anywhere right now. I mean, maybe now, because, you know, harvest just hit, but give it a month, give it 2 months, 3 months. There's not going to be any outdoors left on the West Coast. So if you live in the Midwest or you live on the East Coast, and you're getting an extremely good deal on either large amounts of cannabis or even, you know, maybe you're buying an eighth or an ounce from your local weed dealer, there's a good chance that it really is sprayed hemp. Now, the best way to tell is if you open the bag and the aroma is extremely strong, you're like, holy shit, this smells just like blueberries or just like whatever. If it smells too good to be true, it is. Cannabis has a smell to it. Terpenes have a smell to it. They're similar, but they're not the same. If you can smell this super pungent, strong, fruity flavor through the bag or when you open the bag, there's a good chance it's probably sprayed hemp. Second thing, if it's really sticky. Now, normally sticky weed, it's good weed. But reality is, most outdoor weed is not very sticky. You know, it may have a little bit of stick to it, but you should know. You should know. If it sounds too good to be true, if the smell is extremely strong, if the weed is way too sticky for how it looks, there's a very good chance that you are buying sprayed hemp. Now, even if none of that is true and you're buying outdoor cannabis in an illegal state, somewhere in the Midwest, the East Coast, there's still a very good chance that it really is just sprayed hemp, mainly because, as we said earlier, there is no large amounts of outdoor anywhere. It gets sold right after harvest, and 2 months later, there's nothing left. So instead of all these big weed dealers on the West Coast selling nothing, they're going to go turn $8,000 into 40 pounds of real weed, real fake weed, and they're going to sell it and make a fucking killing, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Now you may be saying, well, that doesn't sound very healthy for me or very good for me, and it's a hit or miss. Reality is it's probably not very good for you because the distillate that they sprayed most likely has pesticides, microbials, a bunch of bullshit in there because they bought black market distillate. And the reality is there's probably still ethanol left on the CBD after it's sprayed, because it's not all going to evaporate. There's still going to be, you know, substances, parts per million, inside this CBD. Going to have ethanol in it. So another way to know, if you open the bag and it smells alcohol-y, not how it should, then it's for sure sprayed hemp. If you have any questions, let me know. We'll be dropping more videos about this later. Hope you guys enjoyed.